This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. A motorhome parked on a street exploded in downtown Nashville, Tennessee at dawn on Friday, moments after a recorded message emanating from the vehicle warned of a bomb. Police called the explosion an intentional act in the heart of America's country music capital. Three people were injured in the Christmas morning blast, though none critically. Authorities said it was uncertain whether anyone was inside the recreational vehicle when it exploded. But police reported hours later that investigators had found possible human remains nearby. Nashville Mayor John Cooper ordered a curfew imposed around the blast site through the holiday weekend as FBI investigators combed the scene. Though police say they were aware of no further threats, authorities offered no explanation as to the possible motive, and there was no claim of responsibility. The United Nations says three Burundian peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified armed combatants in the Central African Republic. The announcement came after a rebel coalition called off a ceasefire ahead of a tense general election due to take place on Sunday. Sunday's elections are deemed a key test of CAR's ability to recover stability. In the week before voting day, the incumbent president accused his predecessor of plotting a coup. A militia briefly seized the country's fourth biggest town, and Russia and Rwanda sent military personnel to help shore up the government. Central African Republic is mineral rich, but the UN rates it as the world's second poorest country on its Human Development Index. CAR has been chronically unstable since achieving independence 60 years ago. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News. The Israeli army says it targeted a number of sites in Gaza after Palestinian militants fired rockets into the south of the country. The Israeli Defense Force said that three Hamas targets, including a rocket manufacturing site, underground infrastructure, and a military post, had been struck. There were no reports of damage as a result of the interceptions. The latest fire from the Hamas-ruled Palestinian enclave came over a month after one rocket was fired from the coastal strip into Israel. Hamas, considered a terrorist group by Israel, seized control of Gaza from the rival Palestinian movement Fatah in 2007 in a near civil war. Since then, Hamas has fought three devastating wars with Israel in the coastal territory, where about 2 million Palestinians live. Israel has since maintained a crippling blockade on the Gaza Strip to prevent Hamas from arming. U.S. President Donald Trump spent his Christmas golfing in Florida as a government shutdown looms and COVID relief hangs in the balance. Mr. Trump at his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach for the holidays had no events on his public schedule after throwing the future of a massive COVID relief and government funding bill into question. Failure to sign the bill, which arrived in Florida on Thursday night, could deny relief checks to millions of Americans on the brink and force a government shutdown in the midst of the pandemic. French health officials say the country has recorded its first case of the new COVID-19 variant that has led to new lockdowns in Britain and global travel restrictions on British residents. The French Health Ministry said a French man who'd been living in England and recently returned to central France tested positive for the new variant. It said the man had no symptoms and was isolating in his home. Some other countries have also reported cases of the new variant, including Japan, which announced its first cases on Friday. Japan's health ministry said five people who arrived between December 18th and December 21st tested positive for coronavirus and were sent to quarantine straight from the airports. Officials said further analysis showed they had contracted the new variant of the coronavirus. British authorities have said the new coronavirus variant appears more contagious and may have led to a spike in COVID-19 cases, leading countries around the world to restrict travel from Britain. In another development on Friday, Pope Francis said in his Christmas message that COVID-19 vaccines must be available to all. He called on political and business leaders to, quote, promote cooperation, not competition, in the distribution of the vaccines. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.